We're not going to try to keep you too long this morning. And how many times have you heard that from a Baptist preacher? Brother Tilly, I always get suspicious when they take off their jacket and they throw it back yonder about halfway through the service. I know they're just getting started. All right, take your Bibles this morning, turn to 1 Corinthians 15, a chapter that Brother Phil Gabbard was in during the sunrise service. If you didn't make the sunrise service, you missed a wonderful sunrise service message. Now, a lot of times Easter Sunday, there's folks that don't come to church any other time of the year but Easter Sunday. But it's enough. It's enough if you'll listen to the Word of God and respond to the gospel. It won't do you a bit of good if you come in here with your face as long as a churn and leave here the same way without letting your heart open up and listen to what the Word of God has to say to you this morning. 1 Corinthians 15, in verse 3, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Now listen to me this morning. Christ's body came up from the ground, came up from the dead. His literal body came up from the dead. He said to the disciples, "Said, a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." That's in Luke 24, 39. 1 Corinthians 15, 12, the Bible says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, I'll say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain." Is our preaching vain? "And your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men. We are of all men most miserable." Hey, the greatest news bulletin ever heard was when the angel said, "He's not here, for he is risen." Heavenly Father, we love you this morning, Lord. We celebrate a risen Savior this morning, and because he lives, we live. Our life is in him. You tell us that he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints, Lord. Thank you for that precious Savior and that precious blood, Lord, and that you reached out to mankind and committed your love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, that you died for us. Thank you for that great love, that great mercy, and that great sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Jesus said in Revelation 1:18, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death." My. Hey, I'm not here this morning to debate the fact that Jesus rose bodily from the grave. Some folks believe it and some don't. But the Bible says, hey, the Bible says that after his resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15, 5, says, "And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles." Hey, it's a historical fact. It's not this preacher's opinion that Jesus Christ rose from the tomb. It's a historical fact. Can you imagine showing up in court with that many, being a lawyer showing up in court with that many witnesses? Well, counsel, let me ask you, counsel, do you have any witnesses to call as evidence of Christ living today and rising from the dead? Well, Your Honor, it's kind of like this. I do have the 12 disciples, and apart from that, I've got about 500 waiting outside to testify, and they all saw him at the same time. Then after that, James saw him and all the apostles, and Your Honor, it says in Acts 1:2, "Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith ye have heard of me. Hey, and Your Honor, if it might, if it may please the court, Your Honor, I have witnesses of that promise and of the fact that Jesus lives today.
Yes.
And I have some of those very witnesses in the courtroom this morning. Your Honor, if you'd indulge me, I'd like to call my first witness this morning, Sister Mary Ann Rogers. Sister Mary Ann Rogers, will you state your name for the court?
Mary Ann Rogers.
All right, what would you like to testify in evidence of the fact that Jesus lives?
Well, just this morning I was talking to him, had prayer with him. The other morning I was talking with him and I said, Lord, you know, it's been a while since I've testified of your faithfulness to me, but I just feel like maybe some of the people in the church get tired of hearing me testify all the time. And you know, he said, Mary Ann, I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear you testify of my goodness and mercy to all of you and all of my people. And because I went to Calvary and died for your sins, I want to hear you testify of my greatness. And I love him today.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann. Your Honor, I have another witness I'd like to call this morning as evidence of the fact that your Jesus Christ lives today. This is Heinz Spredeman. And I can't say that 10 times real fast. Will you state your name for the court?
Heinz Spredeman.
All right. Will you take this microphone, hold it right up to your mouth, and give testimony this morning of why do you know that Jesus lives?
Well, many years ago, a preacher was preaching on the condition of a lost man's soul. And for the first time, I was my eyes were open, and I realized how dark my heart was, and that I was in trouble with God. And the preacher wasn't done yet, though. He kept preaching, and he told me what John 3:16 said, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I trusted in the finished work that what Christ did for me on the cross. I trusted him. I trusted the word of God, and I'm saved. And I know he lives because he lives inside of me.
Amen. All right. You may be seated. I remember the first time I testified in court before Judge Gay. I held up my hand, and Judge Gay said, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? I said, Your Honor, if I knew the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, I would be God. But hey, we brought forth witnesses this morning that Christ lives. A court would like to now call to the stand Mr. Chad Barrows. Where are you at, Brother Barrows? All right. Brother Barrows, where are you at? Will you give testimony as to why Christ is living in you today?
God sent his Son.
Yep.
Right.
Turn him up.
They called him Jesus.
Yep.
He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives because he lives. I can face tomorrow.
Well, keep alive.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future and life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. Then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory there. face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know, oh, 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 he holds the future. That river, I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know, oh, 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 he holds the future.
We presented testimony from several witnesses. You may sit down this morning. I have one more witness to call. A fellow came in from Ringo, Georgia. Brother Dale Tilley, we now call you up to the court in response to the evidence. Can you present evidence to this court this morning to the fact that Jesus lives?
Yes, Your Honor. I got to be honest with you. I ain't never been comfortable in court. I didn't fare too well in court. But, oh, thank God I'm here to declare to Your Honor and this assembly and in the sight of God Almighty and affirm that he lives. I have proof that he lives. He said that I was dead, but I'm alive. He said, if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up. He said he was going to get up. I am the resurrection of the life, he said. He's the first fruits of them that died. He's the first fruits of them that slept. 6 people resurrected before he did, Your Honor, but they all died again. But this man, when he resurrected, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, and he ever liveth to make intercession for all those who believe in him. Woo! Glory to God. I know he lives because I remember when they were stoning Stephen, even in his dying breath, he said, oh, look right yonder. I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God on high. I know he lives. Peter said, whom having not seen, you love. And whom, even though you see him not, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I know he lives because a dead man don't save anybody. I've been saved by the grace of God. I've been saved by the blood of Christ. And I'm telling you, the Bible said, but as many as believed in him, the Bible said, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Your Honor, it is a must. It is an absolute must if we're going to be saved to believe that Jesus Christ is not dead today. Now, I know he's not dead. I don't have to get on an airplane, sir, and go over there where he was buried in a barred tomb. And there's not, I know Muhammad's in his grave and they go worship him. I know Joseph Smith's over there where they buried him. And I know that Buddha, that big old fat fella's where they buried him. But I'm telling you, there ain't a speck of dust of the Lord Jesus Christ in that place where they laid him for 3 days and three nights because he got up out of that grave and he's never going to die again. He lives and he ever liveth. He keeps living. That's what that means, Your Honor. I know he lives, like my sister said back there. At 3 o'clock this morning, after I changed my banjo strings at 2 o'clock, by 3 o'clock, I was talking to him in person. I was talking to him. You said, oh, Brother Dale, you just dreaming. No, 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 I'm telling you, I was talking to him. Why do you think he said, come now unto me if he ain't living? Why do you think he said, call unto me if he can't listen? Oh, I'm so glad that he lives. He's living because you know what? If nobody in this building would have believed it, if nobody in the world would have believed it, he's living in me. John 12 said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. They lifted him up and he's been drawing them ever since. And if you let God lift up Christ in you, that lifted Christ, he'll draw them to you. And Your Honor, I'm glad to be in this court and to get out of it and thank God.
Brother Dale Tilley. All right. The defense has presented its case this morning. And now the defense rests. I want to read you Luke 23:13. The Bible says, And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. Nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. My, my, my. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's in your hands this morning. You have the same individual responsibility to either receive, reject, condemn our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If everyone would stand up this morning, the disciples asked the Lord one day, John 6:28 said, Master, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. What are you going to do with Jesus today? Hey, it's your decision. You can accept him or you can reject him. Where do you stand with him this morning? Jesus came. And he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. He made the gospel so simple that a child could understand it. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And he that is athirst, let him come. And whosoever will, let him come and drink the water of life freely. The invitation's open. Paul said, I fear lest any corrupt you from the simplicity that is in Christ. What are you going to do with him today? Is that Holy Spirit of God nudging you in the ribs this morning? You came because your girlfriend asked you to come. You came because mama asked you to come. But for whatever reason, the Bible says the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are truth. And is that spirit tug on your heart? Why not trust Christ? Today is the accepted time. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. The altar's open as we sing, Brother Jerry, page 410. Won't you come? Won't you just step out? Somebody will take a Bible and show you from Scripture the simplicity of Christ. My, 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 the greatest decision you'll ever make in your life. Guilty or not guilty? My, 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 won't you come?